The Bible. The Bible. The Bible. It's the Word of God, living and active.
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
It contains all we need for life and godliness, and it reveals to us the mysteries of God. Join us for the next hour as we study the Bible and take your Bible questions. This is Exploring the Word on AFR Talk.
It is Tuesday, and it's a great day to serve the Lord. We hope you're having a good day wherever you might be, in a truck, at home, in your car, going home from work. But we thank you for listening to American Family Radio, and especially Exploring the Word. We're going to have a special edition. Seems like we've had quite a few of those in the last few days, Brent, as we've done some special editions about the revival that's taking place over in North Carolina. We also had a special prayer time last Friday for policemen all over the United States. And so we're going to continue with this today. And it's the title of the week. And you, if you've been listening to AFR all day, you know it's Together We Will Be Heard. It's about adding some power to some stations that are existing and opening up new stations, but also a film. And so we're going to cover both of those. So we've got guests in the studio today, and they're no stranger to the microphones of American Family Radio. We have Ed Vitagliano, the Italian. Okay, I'm sorry,
Ed. You were going to say the Italian Stallion.
Yeah, I was, and I said,
nobody ever says that.
You mean, okay. But when I came here, he wasn't vice president, and I thought I could get by with it. Now he's been elevated to vice president, and I have to be careful.
No, you can still get away with it, brother.
Ed, it is good to have you, man.
Great respect for you, man. It's great to be here.
Well, listen, you're part of the reason Exploring the Word is not as popular as it should be, because I go and I say, man, we love Exploring the Word. It's our second favorite program on American and I said, what's your favorite? Trivia Friday.
Right. Trivial. And I'm not even the reason for that success. I'm just part of a team when they let me on. You know, I think that that's just simply because our listeners, by and large, are going to be right there with you with all the tough stuff we cover, all the hard issues, all the bad news. They're with you. They're all right. It's hard to swallow, but I want to learn. I want to be informed. You get to Friday, you cut loose, you have some fun. It's a big relief before the weekend. I don't blame them. Just simply because it's not tough stuff. But
yeah, I'm ready for it.
I'm glad. I wish Exploring the Word was number one, but if it can't be, I'm glad it's number two. So.
Okay. Well, that's to a few folks. They tell me that that's their favorite. But it is good to have you, man. I appreciate it. You've been
good
on
be
Exploring
here.
The Word
yeah.
two or three times, because
yeah.
every once in a while, Alex McFarland can't make it. Guess what? That's one of these days. He
All
gets
right.
stuck in a meeting or an airplane, you know, and so it's you have to be ready to when you work with Alex.
He hardly ever travels. He's a real homebody, isn't he?
Yes. Everybody asks, does he really travel that much? The answer is yes.
Yes, he does.
The frequent flyer miles do stack up. But today we're here together. We will be heard. We don't do this very often. Matter of fact, we did it for a station that's in Washington, close to Washington, D.C., outside, and we had some special contributions, and now, hey, it's on the air.
Right.
We're broadcasting. But the opportunity has come for us to expand our listenership. Some of it has already occurred. Some of it is going to occur into places where to increase our listenership, the possibility of it, 2.5 million people.
Yeah,
that's
well,
a lot of people.
It is. And Bert, as you know, American Family Radio, because you were a board member for many years, American Family Radio has been on the air for 25 years. And for much of that, I've been here for 20, for much of that time, it was the same amount of stations in 38 states, 194. You know, every once in a while we pick one up or drop one. But it was pretty much this is the way it's going to be, because it's so expensive to get new stations on. You have to jump through all kinds of unbelievable hoops, all kinds of red tape, all those kinds of things that can gum up the works. And then last year and now this year, it's like God has said, all right, you're going to expand. And boy, the times are critical. Last year, it was in our North Virginia station. This year, we have the opportunity, again, folks, just being dropped in our laps, Baton Rouge and New Orleans, Louisiana, Corpus Christi, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, Lexington, Kentucky, Huntsville and Montgomery, Alabama, and Memphis, Tennessee. Now, for those who've been getting the AFA Journal, Bert, they've already found out about this. We've already made this clear in our monthly letter to some supporters. Today is the day we come to our AFR listeners, one day only, and we say, help us get this done. And we have, as you said, a huge project, a documentary film we'll talk about later. But this is AFR, our AFR listeners' chance to give to the expansion of American Family Radio.
And the expansion is important. I always heard if you're standing still, you're going backwards. Now, that's an old Baptist pastor's comment, I guarantee you. Jeff, you've heard it. Okay, our other guest is Jeff Shamblin. He's going to be on in a little bit, but he grew up as Baptist. If you're sitting still, you're going backward.
Right.
You got to go forward. So this is our opportunity to go forward. Hey, the number, and we want to give that, the number that you can call and say, yes, I want to make a contribution to help carry this out, is 877-616-2396. We always repeat it, 877-616-2396. Or if you're an internet guy, go on the line at AFR.net. And if you give a $10 or more gift, we've got something to give you, a 5DVD set. It's called the Patriot Pack. It's a time to speak. So you would get that in the mail later. But you make that contribution. Again, let's go over those stations. Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge in New Orleans is down in Louisiana. That's obvious. That's geographic.
Right.
But it's an opportunity to expand there and really reach people. And notice, by and large, these are a lot larger markets than what we started off with 25 years ago, you know.
And we are always and always will be grateful for our small communities that we reach in American Family Radio. But, and this is, you know, because there was prayer that went into, and a lot of thought went into, the, well, do we expand? Because it's going to cost money to do it. But we said, we're just trying to figure out, why would God be giving us this opportunity now? Well, there's a huge election coming up, obviously, but our country is in such a critical period. We all know what's happened here this last week and a half, last few days with the shootings in Dallas. Our country's in trouble. In a lot of ways, it's unraveling, and people are searching for answers. And folks, you have an opportunity to help other people, a potential listening audience of 2.5 million additional people can hear the gospel, can hear teaching and instruction and information from a biblical worldview, help them make some sense of what's happening.
We have many, many stations in Texas. That's one of our strongest states.
Right.
Corpus Christi, be something new. That's coastal area down there. And so you folks are in Texas. You say, hey, we want to cover Texas.
Right.
It'd be good for folks in Texas to give that money and say,
yes,
hey, we're giving it for the station at Corpus Christi. Florida, Jacksonville, we used to have a station down in Florida, and we traded it off for another one. But now we're going back into that area.
Big
Jacksonville.
City.
It's huge now. It's at one time it was the largest geographical city in the United States.
Right,
now, that was several years ago, you know.
Yeah.
I remember it because they're talking about the population explosion. They said you could put every person in the United States in Jacksonville city limits.
Wow.
And I just remember that. That's something.
Sometimes people in those kinds of cities think every person is in their city when they're trying to get to work.
That is true. Lexington, Kentucky. What a place. That's a college campus town. University of Kentucky there. Huntsville and Montgomery, Alabama. And then Memphis, Tennessee.
I'll tell you what Brian Fisher said. I was on his show earlier. He said Montgomery, Alabama is home to the Southern Poverty Law Center, who has declared that we're a hate group, the American Family Association. They won't even put Islamic terrorist groups on their hate list, but they put us on the hate list. Now they'll actually be able to listen to American Family Radio and find out just how lovable we are.
I'm telling you, if they knew Ed Vitagliano, Jeff,
they'd change like that.
Bear,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, you know that. Hey, one thing I wanted to point out, too, Bert, you were mentioning the gift that we're going to give. If people give $10 or more, obviously we hope it'll be more than that, but we're going to send them the 5-DVD set. The Time to Speak is not itself 5 DVDs long. It's 1 hour in length. We're giving them 5 copies of it because we want folks to give it away.
Thank you.
And that is, American Family Association, that's what we're about trying to do. We want people to find out. So it is about the threat to religious liberty. It was produced by American Family Studios. It is just outstanding. I think this was produced 2 years ago, maybe. And so what we want you to do is you get one for yourself, give four copies out, and that's our gift to you. But it's part of our goal to get information out into people's hands.
That's kind of like we do with our alerts. We love for folks to do, and we like for them to pass it on.
Right.
You know, when we send alerts out.
Action alerts.
Hey, you need to send that on to let other people
respond as well. If folks aren't on and don't get our action alerts, we just send them probably two a week, I would guess. They just go to AFA.net and they can sign up, and they will find out twice a week what we're doing, what's important, House hearings here, contact your congressman or senators for, you know, various things. We give all that information. It's a couple of clicks and they can send it away. But they're learning, constantly informed about what's happening.
I usually say this for Share-a-thon, but I want to use it here. When I tell folks, when you contribute to the American Family Association, AFR, the radio, you're helping all the ministries that we play. I mean, like, you know, when Chuck, not Chuck, excuse me, I get the right one, when Adrian Rogers, his program, Dr. David Jeremiah's program.
Right.
I mean, they would not have a station for their program to be aired on if
right.
it were not for our stations. So when you give to help us, so you're helping all these other ministries to reach
yes.
2.5 million people as well.
Yeah, 2.5 million additional people. This is an expansion we're doing where the theme is Together We Will Be Heard. We're talking about the voice of Christian America. Folks, our worldview on events and important public policy issues, things of that nature, our Christian view doesn't get out through the regular media, even sometimes conservative media like Fox News. Doesn't promote or give to people a Christian view of these issues. That's something unique about American Family Radio. So we're asking people to help get that message to 2.5 million other listeners through this radio expansion that we're doing. One day only for our AFR listeners. This is your opportunity to give. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net, and for a gift of $10 or more, you'll receive the Patriot Pack, which is five copies of A Time to Speak, just a beautifully produced, very informative look at the growing threat to religious liberty. We're excited about what God is giving us the opportunity to do. We're asking our supporters, our listeners, to help us get it done.
A lot of times what we'll do is say, oh, my niece lives in Lexington, Kentucky. I wish they could get it. Now, the opportunity.
Right.
And so what you do, every station we have was given forward or pay
right.
forward. Me being in Tupelo as long as I have, and a lot of people know me, I was pastored at a church here, I've gone through a drive-through to get a meal. And I get up there to pay, and they say, no, the person in front of you paid for that. That's, you know, paying forward.
Yeah.
That's happened about two times. I was shocked, and I said, who was that? I figured it's somebody, maybe a church member that looked back and
yeah.
saw me and did that for me, and I didn't even know who it was. But this is, if you're listening, somebody helped pay it forward
right.
so you could listen.
Right.
We were one station at one time here in Tupelo, Mississippi, and now it's expanded. And now the possibility of 2.5 additional listeners, what an opportunity.
2.5 million.
2.5 million.
Yeah.
Did I say 1,000?
No, you said 2.5. You said 2.5 listeners.
What's a half a boy, Ed? You know, that'd be bad. Okay. Thank you, Ed, for being on.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bert.
You're listening to Exploring the Word here on the American Family Radio. We'll be back with more right after the break. Don't go away.
People always ask me, what all do you see in Washington, D.C. when you go on your spiritual heritage tour? Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. I guess the better question is, what don't we see when we go to our nation's capital on our spiritual heritage tour? We're going to be going in September the 14th through the 17th. The Capitol, all the monuments, the Arlington National Cemetery, the National Archives, the Library of Congress, the Supreme Court. We're even going to George Washington's Mount Vernon on Saturday. So it's going to be a great time in our nation's capital. One of the best aspects of this is we get to spend time together with brothers and sisters from across the country. So if you want more information on our tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, or our Williamsburg, Jamestown, Yorktown trip, Either one of those or both of those, you can go to spiritualheritagetours.com. spiritualheritagetours.com.
Shalom, this is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and I'm your host, Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein. Throughout the year, every week in synagogue, we read the Torah or Bible, beginning with the first chapter of Genesis through the final chapter of Deuteronomy. This week's Torah portion from Numbers 19 is called Chukat, meaning laws, specifically laws that we don't completely understand. Judaism places God's laws into two categories, those that make sense to us, like taking care of the poor, and those we don't understand, like the laws about the red heifer. The commandments we can't understand are not irrational, as in against reason. In fact, they're transrational, super-rational, as in above reason. Just because we can't understand it doesn't mean that it doesn't make sense. It just means that we can't see the whole picture. Our problem is we want to understand everything and gain a sense of security and control, but God doesn't want us to live in control. So sometimes He challenges us to live without clarity and instead to walk in faith. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase." My friends, we may not understand where our path is leading us or why there are so many twists and turns in the road, but this week's Torah portion reminds us that we don't have to. All we need to do is follow with faith.
Join us this year in following Rabbi Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotion. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.org. That's holylandmoments.org.
Exploring the Word on AFR Talk.
Connect with Alex and Bert on the Exploring the Word Facebook page. Facebook.com/exploringtheword.
That song, the Word of God, it will last forever. And that's one of the reasons we want you to be a part of Together We Will Be Heard. We're saying today, $10 gift or more, and help us to increase our listenership at least in 8 locations: Baton Rouge, Louisiana, New Orleans and Baton Rouge together, Corpus Christi, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, Lexington, Kentucky, Huntsville and Montgomery, Alabama, and then Memphis, Tennessee. And so that would be helpful. And when you do that, there's a Patriot Pack, which consists of 5 DVDs of A Time to Speak, 1 to keep yourself and 4 to give away. And $10 or more will help that. And it's today only. And we would love for you to do that. But not only about the stations that we have this opportunity, but we also, our American Family Studios, do feature-length documentaries. Now, they've done movies, but I gave my opinion, and I said, I think we do better with documentaries, and that was just my humble opinion, whether it was right or not, but we continue to do that, and we're working on one right now. I should say we, and I say that in a general term, The God Who Speaks, Reaffirming Biblical Authority. In our studios today, I've already referred to him earlier in the earlier segment, is Jeff Chambly. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, good to be with you, Bert.
Director of the American Family Studios.
Yeah.
How's it feel to be a director, man?
Well, it feels good. I have a great staff. I tell you what, and working here at AFA is a joy every day.
Amen.
So it feels good.
I tell folks it's neat to come into a job that you enjoy and a home to go home to that you enjoy when you're through.
What a blessing.
That is a blessing,
That's
isn't
good.
It? Not everybody has that, and
exactly.
God has blessed us with it, and you as well. But let me share. Jeff and I have been friends for quite some time. We've got more than one thing in common. We're both Civil War buffs. He's more into it than myself, but I love Jeff. And also, I've done revivals with him leading the music and me preaching, and I thought we'd made a pretty good team,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah,
good.
It was good, wasn't it?
Jordan.
Amen. But we're here to talk about The God Who Speaks. It's a documentary. When I hear a God who speaks, it sounds like, well, like the subtitle, reaffirming biblical authority.
Yeah.
In a day when people are looking for something that is sure and steadfast, what a time for the Bible to be shared with others.
Yeah, I think the time is right for this. We really felt the Lord leading us in this direction to give the church a tool, a documentary, something that they could learn from that would encourage them to depend more upon the Word of God, to trust more in it, to value it more, and to be more confident in sharing it. You know, the title, The God Who Speaks, that sort of came from the idea that the false gods don't speak. They have mouths, but they don't speak. They have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. The true God hears. He acts. He does things. And when He speaks, we need to listen. And that's the basis of this documentary, not only to show that the text of the Bible is reliable, but that God Himself has spoken and that we really need to listen to what He's saying, especially in these times.
When I hear God speaks, again, this being exploring the Word, I go back to the Bible, and He has spoken in many ways, that still small voice,
yep.
You know, to Elijah. But He also, in the New Testament, especially in the book of Acts, He spoke by earthquakes. The place, how many times does it say, the place was shaken, the place was shaken. I believe we're in a time that we need some shaking. I say that truthfully because the authority of God's Word has been undermined by many, but that does not diminish the truth that it is God's Word, and this documentary will help you understand that, and also it sounds like it would equip you to share it with others as well.
Yeah, you know, it goes back to the Garden of Eden in the very first attack. Hath God said?
That's it.
Did God really say that? It was an attack upon His Word, which is an attack upon His character. And so this documentary, we've pulled in, Bert, some fantastic people like Josh McDowell, Alistair Begg, Norman Geisler, John MacArthur, Al Mohler, John Oswalt, Jerry Vines, and others to speak to the issue of the authority of the Scriptures. We've also, you know, we're going to cover the whole thing when it comes to the manuscripts. Are the manuscripts reliable? How do we know that what was written in the first century is really what we have today? You know, have men corrupted that text? We'll talk about those things. And then what it means for a denomination to leave the authority of God's Word. We'll be looking at some case studies of what happens when professing Christians depart from trusting in God's Word, and some very bad things happen. But we think the time is right, and for us to be able to speak to the culture on what is biblical marriage, what is genuine respect for my brother, how do I love my neighbor? These things are not just opinion. God has spoken on these things, and we want to give people a firm foundation to stand on by reaffirming biblical authority.
Jeff, one of my favorite stories, and I tell it quite often in a revival or family conference that Jan and I do, is that Frank Pollard, who was pastor of the First Baptist Church, Jackson, Mississippi, but also was a seminary professor out in California. And he was on a talk show, and there were two people there, and they were talking about raising children, you know. And so, of course, what you did, you had the Christian, and then you had the one that was a non-Christian. And so the host was asking the person that was the other guest about raising children, and they gave some psychological, you know, stuff about it. And then he turned to Dr. Pollard, and Dr. Pollard, first words out of his mouth was, the Bible says. As quick as he said, the Bible says, that other guest just started lambasting him and mocking him. And Dr. Pollard, very quietly, not stressful, he looked at him and said, where do you go to get your answers? Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible has the answers.
Yes.
And they're reliable, and they've been checked out year after year after year. The Bible says, far as the Bible itself, it's settled in heaven. It's mm-hmm, eternal. Mm-hmm. And most of the songs that we play right before we come into the second two segments on this radio program, yeah. The songs have to do with the Word of God or Jesus, and most of them have to do with the reliability that you can depend on it.
Yeah.
So here we're getting a documentary, and you can be a part of helping to defray that cost by calling and contributing. The number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. If you're say, well, I don't care anything about expanding the voice of AFR, how about
helping people to understand the reliability of the Word of God. You can help make that possible. And after it's done, we're going to make it available to everyone that would come and say, hey, we need that.
Yeah, it'll be released, Lord willing, in October of 2017. And I was speaking with my director, Michael Perkins, who's the director of the film. He's done an amazing amount of research already. He's gone through a couple of interview sessions. He says, Jeff, he says, we are not hurting for content. He says, I've just gone through an hour and a half of an interview, and really an hour and 20 minutes is usable.
Yeah.
And it's just a massive amount of information. So I can't wait to turn this loose.
Yeah, when Michael, he asked me, and he was basically is coming saying, I'd like Southern Baptist, because that's my denomination that I'm from. And he was asking about some of the people, and I say, what a reliable source you're going to. Yeah. And they are. I mean, Dr. Jerry Vines is one of those. And, you know, but Josh McDowell, what gets me is Josh McDowell was, he started studying the scriptures to prove it wrong, and he was captured.
Yeah.
And I love that word. I do. I believe it's the Word of God will capture you. Mm. If you can go to the Word of God and see the consistency of it, that God does speak, it will capture your mind and your heart, really both. You don't lay your mind down to accept the scriptures. You don't have to just say, well, I believe it in my heart. No, mentally it has the answers. And I love the way it starts off in the book of Genesis. Before he made the birds, he made the air for them to for them to fly in. Before he made the fish, he made the sea for them to swim in. God is a consistent God, and the Bible demonstrates that, and this book will help you see that God has spoken. I love the book of Hebrews. It says, in these times, has spoken through his word. Mm-hmm. God does speak, doesn't he?
Absolutely. You know, and it says, in these last days has spoken to us by his Son. Jesus Christ is the embodiment of all of the glory of God, the very image of God in human flesh. And this is a Christocentric documentary. We spend a lot of time talking about the authority that Jesus himself, what did Jesus say about the Bible?
Right.
His standard of respect and regard for the scriptures was the highest. Not one, what do you say? Not one jot or tittle.
One tittle.
Will by any means pass
that
away.
Is the smallest accent marks in the Hebrew language.
Yeah, the highest standard.
Yep.
He had the highest standard.
He did. And notice when Jesus used the scripture more times than not, is in difficult situations. When he was being tempted, he shared the scripture. When he was on the cross, scripture came to his mind and his heart, and he would speak it.
Yeah.
When things are going great, things are going great. Praise the Lord. Yeah. But sooner or later, you're going to have a valley. You're going to have a difficult time. And I'm reminded of another passage over in the book of John when Jesus, said, some hard things, and many walked away, John 6:66, and he turns to Peter, and he says, are you also going to go away? And this is when Peter said, to whom would we go? You have the words of life. So words are important, and it's so important that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
Yes.
So we have the authority. The latter part of that, reaffirming biblical authority. We hear about inspiration. We hear about God breathed, but the authority of it, Jeff, is so important. You know, preachers, that's the reason my opinion is not worth anything if you want to know the truth. But what God says about an issue is life or death most of the time.
Absolutely. You know, in looking at that subtitle, we came back to what was the testimony of God the Father, the creator of all heaven and earth, when Jesus come up out of the water from baptism? This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. When God says, listen to him, that is a responsibility you and I have as Christians to give the Bible the weight that it deserves in our lives. And that's the intent behind that, is and the Bible is the record of what did Jesus say. And so when we're talking about biblical authority, we're including, what is it that Jesus said? Because God has said, listen to him. And so, we are obligated, graciously obligated to obey the Bible and to heed it.
What we're doing, we're taking a special day, and the theme is Together We Will Be Heard. We're talking about 8 stations. We have the possibility that we have and will increase the power so we can reach 2.5 million more people, possibility, and also to help us to defray the cost of this special feature documentary, The God Who Speaks, reaffirming biblical authority. And by a $10 gift or more, you can call this number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. You'll receive a 5-pack of A Time to Speak. It's called the Patriot Pack, for a $10 contribution or more, and you can use one and then give four to your friends and your relatives. And it is A Time to Speak. It's well done. That's a good documentary as well.
Yeah, we produced that, as Ed said a while ago, 2 years ago, and it deals with religious liberty. Where have we come? What's our history as a nation of religious liberty? But what's going on? And what will continue to happen if the Lord doesn't intervene, if we don't get involved? So it's a fantastic documentary. I'd say give it to anybody who's in doubt whether or not there are dangers to religious liberty. It's a great tool to use.
You know, when Brother Don Wildman started this ministry, that wasn't the focus. It was just immorality that was being aired on the television, movies, you know, and it grew and it grew. But in these latter days, religious liberty has become a very big issue. It's a big issue in all the elections. It's a big issue because of who they're going to appoint to the, you know, the courts, and whether, you know, which one overrides religious liberty or somebody's lifestyle. You know, and so we're living in difficult days. So A Time to Speak would be a good thing for you to have. But again, the name of the documentary is The God Who Speaks, Reaffirming Biblical Authority. Very close to the end of this segment, reaffirming. Okay, what we'd have here, and it's a play on words a little bit. Before you can reaffirm, you have to affirm. Okay, right. you catch right. what I'm saying? The Word of God has affirmed itself.
Yes.
Okay? The Word of God speaks for itself. The book of Psalms is talking about it's like, you know, honey in the honeycomb. It, you know, it's a shield. The Word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. That's another place. But the Word of God affirms itself. Yes. But outside of that, and that's what I wanted to share with you, they're going to look at the text and how we came about selecting that, and the reliability of it. It's going to cover that as well, right?
Absolutely. Well, the other questions that it will deal with is who decides how to interpret the Bible? What role does church tradition play in how we interpret the Bible? That's a big one.
Well, I got a big question. If a church is faced with tradition that is wrong or truth, which one will they vote for? Don't answer that. Tradition, you know, you remember Fiddler on the Roof, tradition.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a Jewish culture. I thought that was in a Baptist church there, you know. So anyway, yeah, but they're going to look at that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The tradition versus the authority of the Scriptures. Who decides what books would be in the Bible? That's very interesting.
The 66 books, who decided?
The 66 books, and I'll give you a little hint. No one decided what would be in it. These men came together, and they saw inherent, like exactly what you said, there is an inherent self-authenticating quality of the Scriptures. They simply recognized it. And they didn't you know, decide, this is not in, this is not in. But it's self-authenticating itself.
When I was in college and in seminary, I had to read the extra-biblical material.
Right.
And I don't know how else to say it. When I read it, it was obvious that it did not have the clarity, the power, everything. But when you'd read even the book of Jude, which is a small book, you see the authenticity of it.
Yes.
So we have the possibility of helping make this available to the public, The God Who Speaks, Reaffirming Biblical Authority, by making a contribution today. It's one day only to help us defray the cost. And again, you can do that by calling 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. Jeff, thank you for being on with us, brother.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
I appreciate what you do over at the studios as well.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you're my friend.
Amen. Same here.
Amen. Again, thank you for listening to Exploring the Word. This is Bert Harper. Jim Stanley is going to join us in just a moment, and we're going to take your questions. That number, don't forget it, 888-589-8840.
Do you wonder how to pray in exceedingly dark and difficult days? Some Christians look upon America and shake their heads. Our spiritual landscape is eroding. We are spiritually poor and morally bankrupt. Memories of a just and righteous land are distant. Christians feel like their faith is under assault. Throughout the world, we see chaos, threats of war. Followers of Jesus are being persecuted and killed. So how should we pray? Let me suggest that we pray confidently. Our hope is in Jesus. and we can pray expectantly. When Jesus comes in revival, it changes everything. And we must also pray in unity. There is power in prayer, but there is extraordinary power in united prayer. These are the days to give God no rest in our praying. When the glory of Christ reigns, hearts are changed and a nation is transformed. I'm Bob Aki, pastor of Hillside Church in Bloomington, Minnesota, for OneCry.com.
You're a seasoned pastor, but you've always wanted more biblical and theological education. Hello, I'm John Nyhoff, president of Wesley Biblical Seminary. Now is the time for you to apply for Master of Divinity Studies at Wesley Biblical Seminary in Jackson, Mississippi. Biblical inerrancy and God's call to holy living are at the heart of our online learning. Our courses will give you the laser-like focus for pastoral ministry that you need. Wesley Biblical Seminary. Preach the word. Reach the world. WBS.edu.
For the Congress to continue to give them money, Congress would be complicit in this criminal activity, and it's time to stop it. I think it's a very clear illustration of what our culture demands right now, and that is the leadership of the church rolling up its sleeves, getting into our communities.
Advancing faith, family, and freedom in public policy and culture from a Christian worldview. Washington Watch Daily with Tony Perkins, weekdays at 4 p.m. Central on AFR Talk.
What's at stake at this election? A lot. From the freedom to publicly practice and proclaim your faith, to the nomination of Supreme Court justices, matters of critical importance to Christians are looming in the days ahead. Family Research Council and FRC Action stand at the forefront of this battle. In these turbulent times, we trust in God's Word that He is for us and that He will give us a future and a hope of prosperity. That's why we invite you to join us on September 9th through 11th in Washington, D.C. for the Values Voter Summit. Come to learn, be encouraged, and meet others who will stand for the renewal of this great nation. You'll hear the latest on the threats to our nation's security, your religious freedom, the privacy and safety of our children and grandchildren, and much more. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information and to register. That's valuesvotersummit.org.
Hey, it's Crane. And coming up at 5 Central, and this afternoon is Nothing But Truth. We'll have updates on Bernie's endorsement of Hillary, the president's remarks at the Dallas Memorial Service, and the attorney general's testimony. Also, you will learn more about America Cannot Wait, Phase 2. Plus, Arnold Allart will discuss his latest article, The Left's War on Cops. So join us this afternoon at 5 Central for Nothing But Truth on AFR Talk.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word on AFR Talk. Studying the Bible and taking your questions.
Speak to me. I've opened up your word to free me. I want to hear you now.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word. Bert Harper and Jim Stanley with you today. Alex is unable to be here today. He's a traveling man. That was his theme song. I'm a traveling man, been all over this world. Do you remember that song, Jim?
Yes,
Rick
sir.
Nelson, matter of fact.
I do remember that song.
And honestly, this is a little bit trivia, and I'm not on Trivia Friday, but honestly, you know, that was probably the first music video that ever made. His dad, Ozzy, when they had the Ozzy and Harriet show, mm-hmm. and I'm old enough to remember that, he came out with that show, and he put some video to it, and it was probably the first music video that we have. Now we have them everywhere, but that was probably Ozzy, Ozzy Nelson doing it for Rick. I'm a traveling man, been all over this world. Now, you have nothing to say about that, huh?
No.
Okay.
No,
that's Alex McFarland's theme song.
I'm going to let Alex slide on that.
You are?
You know, he does a good bit of traveling, but his heart's in the right place. And as we say in the South, bless him.
Well, the question that Brent and I have is, where is Alex today?
That's right.
And the second question, will he have a good internet connection?
That's
the second
right.
connection.
Forget about where is Carmen Sandiego, but where is Dr. Alex McFarland? By the way, if you'd like information on how you can bring Alex to your location, to your church, maybe to do a weekend, an apologetics weekend, you can find that at alexmcfarland.com. That's alexmcfarland.com. Speaking of traveling men, he doesn't do nearly as much traveling as he used to, but Brother Bert and his lovely wife, yeah. Jan,
They also do some marriage retreats, but I think you're booked up for 2016.
We are. Yeah, we got some openings in 2017. All we right. are. And we look forward to it. We not as much as we did the first 2 years. Some things happened, and we needed
got
to cut
over
back.
It.
Yeah, I got over it. Yeah, I was a traveling man, and I said, man, I'm telling you, I'm not an Alex McFarland.
Right.
But we do. We're going to be up in Illinois. We're going to be in New Jersey, be here in Mississippi, up in Tennessee. So we're going to be in different places. But 2017, we do have some dates open, and they can get in touch with us. Call us here at the headquarters. And I'll talk to them, and we'll set a date. Or they can go to bharper@afa.net.
They can send an email.
They can send an email.
Yeah, they can't go there.
They can't go there.
But
that's
they can send an email.
My language about going there, that is true. Well, listen.
We drive people to websites so much, we forget about what it means. Speaking of websites, afr.net's a good place to visit today, because together we will be heard. And this is the 2016 rendition of America Cannot Wait. You know, last year, Bert, the folks were incredible, and they helped us pay for this increase in the station in Culpeper,
Virginia.
And now we cover the Northern Virginia area, as we said we would, and also just, you know, outside of the Beltway. When you're in Fairfax and when you're in Arlington, you'll hear us in your car. We don't have really good building penetration there, but we knew that going in. And that's one of the things we had said. We didn't try to oversell what we could and couldn't do. We simply were honest about what we could and couldn't do. And the folks in Fairfax, we know that folks hear us there. We've been told that folks hear us there. And also, you know, if you're in the Fairfax or Arlington area and you'd like to hear it inside, you may actually be able to go grab an FM antenna and hang it outside your house and then just run the... Bert, okay. Now you will remember this.
Rabbit ears, man.
Rabbit ears.
And aluminum foil on them.
And it's very similar to that. And so I've told a couple of folks that here lately, because they said, well, we thought we would be able to hear it in the house, and gosh, we wish you could, but we just weren't able to put that much power in it.
I understand. And if you want to contribute today, there's a number that you can call. Let me give this number. I don't want to mix it up with our call-in number, but the number, if you want to contribute to help us with these eight locations and also the documentary, The God Who Speaks, the number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or you can go to the internet site, afr.net. You don't go there, but you can.
Well, now there you do go to afr.net, but you don't go to your email address.
Okay, thank you, man.
You check your email.
You check email.
You go to websites.
Okay. Listen, I'm the most Listen, when I came here, before I came here, I had just what is called a go phone. You know,
right?
And Jan said if I could have gotten one that you could have dialed, I'd have gotten that one.
I'm for you.
Okay, the first day I got here, they brought in and said, Bert, you're on this team. You need this phone. It was a smartphone.
Right.
So they brought it to me, and I want to tell you, it does spoil you. That's enough said. It does spoil you. Well, we've got a caller on the line.
We do, and just real quick before we go, I want you folks to know what you're investing in, if you would like to help us today and help us be the Christian voice of America. We're looking at New Orleans, Corpus Christi, Jacksonville, Florida, Lexington, Kentucky. Huntsville has already been upgraded. Montgomery, Alabama, and Memphis, Tennessee is also already on the air. But those are some of the communities that you're going to help us with. Baton Rouge, Louisiana has already had the upgrade. So you're going to help help us recoup some of the money from there. And you guys let me talk on the radio. In fact, invited me to be in here this afternoon.
Hey, listen, if they'll let me on,
they'll
let anybody on. I told them, I said, I had the face for it, but I don't know about the voice. But
yeah,
I want to go over that again. I just love these locations. And like you said, some of them are already updated mm-hmm. and some of them are waiting. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I love to say it that way. New Orleans, Louisiana. Corpus Christi, Texas. Wow, that's we cover Texas, and now in that area, that's going to be
a really good one.
Jacksonville,
for us.
Florida. What an opportunity! And in Lexington, Kentucky, mm-hmm. College Town. What a place! Bluegrass State, Huntsville, and Montgomery, Alabama. And then, like you said, in Memphis, Tennessee, we're already broadcasting. And so praise the Lord. But you also helped with a documentary, The God Who Speaks.
Yep.
And it's listen, we've seen a little bit of the preview of that. We are excited about that.
We are. Yeah, that's going to be – it's another offering from American Family Studios. If you were listening a few moments ago, you heard my friend Jeff Shambly on here talking with Brother Bird about that. And so these are all the ways that together we will be heard. The number to call is 888-589-8840 if you'd like to be with us this afternoon. If you have a question or a brief comment, we'll be happy to hear that as well. Give us a call at 888-589-8840. The number to give your gift if you'd like to do so is 877-616-2396.
Now, if you're dyslexic like I am, write them down separately.
That's right. Well, yeah, because it will mess you up. Curtis is calling from Oklahoma. Good afternoon, Curtis, and welcome to Exploring the Word on American Family Radio.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. My question is, and it seemed to be in my mind for a long time, there's a book called Getting Out of the South Shaker and Coming into the World. It seems to me that in our churches today, we have so little talk or discussion about witnessing that it's a topic that hardly ever comes up in most of the churches I've been in. I was just wondering, you know, they say you have all these books about apologetics, and then it says then you have bits and pieces, form a relationship with the person first, and then some people say you just go to everybody, and then it says, like a sales, when you have an opening, you have a middle and a closing point. And I just wanted to know, are there any books or websites that you can recommend people that if they wanted to teach their body about going out and witnessing? Because we have people who basically the most they say is, you know, head out of track, or they say have a blessed day. And I just wanted to know that because I think of it was the way that it would be taught, but it's hardly ever discussed.
Amen,
you know,
Curtis.
Exactly how to do it.
That's and right,
that's
Curtis.
My,
thank you for your call. You're right. I just want to say that's so true. Matter of fact, on TI today, today's issues, Jim, they had guests. It was on for two segments talking about street witnessing and going
right
out. But let me share with you, and you may have some. Evangelism Explosion is still a great ministry for a church in how to go and witness. Ray Comfort in his ministry.
Right.
Living Waters, is that? Is
Yes.
And Living Waters. I don't know anyone that's more effective at street witnessing than Ray Comfort. And again, he doesn't tell you, say, this is how you got to do it. He'll give you ways in which you can do it. And but there's others out there, but those two are the quickest that come to my mind, Jim.
You know, one of the things, in all honesty, and please hear my heart when I say this, I certainly don't mean to talk down to you, Curtis, in any way whatsoever. But if you could get one of the Bible school series that has been taught over the last couple of years in some of the Southern Baptist churches, you would have an incredible evangelistic tool and something that would help you teach your body how to better evangelize. And I say that because if we can teach a child how to do evangelization, you know, going out and telling people about Jesus, when the scripture says a little child shall lead them, I think that's about where we are. Because, Curtis, I'll tell you, you're absolutely right. There's not a lot of adult evangelism classes out there. But now, Bert, you'll have to help me with this because although I am a Baptist, I am also a,
Your pilgrimage to Baptist has taken you through different areas. Am I right?
It has indeed.
Amen. What a journey.
But some of the things that they have been teaching the last couple of years deal with the ABCs.
Amen. And well, it is. You know, the first thing is that you need to know is you have to accept certain things, that you are a sinner.
Right.
And you have to accept that Jesus Christ died on the cross.
That's, right.
B is believe. Now, it's more than head knowledge.
That's, exactly.
That word will throw you if you're not careful.
It really will.
Yeah,
it will, because it is a belief. It's not just a belief in that it's going to rain today.
Right.
It's a belief that one, you've accepted that you're a sinner. and you've accepted that, you've repented of that, and then you have to believe that there is a God who gave his son for you.
Amen.
That you might have the hope of life everlasting. So you there that really does go past the head knowledge,
it really gets
all the way down into the roots of the heart.
Amen, Jim. And what you do, matter of fact, exploring the word, going to the word that is
right.
translated faith in Christ.
Right.
The verb is faithing in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know
it's
there
an
was
active ongoing faith.
Exactly. And it really did not have an English translation. So they said believe, trust, but it's faithing in Christ. In
mm-hmm.
other words, everything you have, everything you are, you roll it over on Jesus. You hold nothing back.
Right.
You don't come to Jesus with reserves and
right.
saying, okay, I'm going to try this, but I'm going to reserve. No, you've got to come to him with everything you are and say, I'm yours. It's kind of like an open hand.
Yep.
But it's believe. That's what the word believes. So don't let it throw you that, okay, I accept it in
mm-hmm.
my brain. It's more than that.
It is. It really is. You know, we talk about head knowledge and heart knowledge. Think about the fact that when you saw your spouse, when you first saw her, you thought in your head, wow, that could be the lady for me. But then when you put that ring on her finger, man, you were like, yeah, that's the lady for me.
Amen.
But then when you saw your spouse give birth to that baby, and folks, please hear my heart here. I know that there are some that wish they could have children and have done everything they can, and I don't mean to discredit that at all. But when you have seen your spouse give birth to your child and you're able to take that child in your arms, suddenly you understand what that relationship is about. And then it's like, I knew she was the one for me.
That's it. That is. And
so
thank
that's
you for the memories,
that's
Jim.
The belief.
I'm telling you, I made a sentimental journey back to all everyone. I'm with songs today.
That's right.
Let me go to the sea.
Let's go to the sea.
That is confess.
Absolutely.
The word confess means to agree with. You agree with God about everything. You say, yes, I'm a sinner. Yes, died on the cross. You died on the cross for me, and I surrender. You know, there's always been, what's the act to doing it? And I've come up with the word surrender.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to watch the Gunsmoke, Bonanza, and all those
right.
Western shows, The Rifleman. And when they'd get the drop on you, they'd say, surrender. And they'd always hold their hands up. You know, holding
mm-hmm.
on to nothing.
Right.
That is surrender. You've surrendered to
right.
Christ. Let me speak to one other thing that Curtis said, and then we want to give that number before we go off. And we're living in a day when it's called, and I'm not down in this, and Jim, don't, seeker friendly. We're living in a day
yeah.
when it says, if you bring them to church, we'll witness to them.
Right.
And that's part of what Curtis is talking about. You know, the part of us going out and witnessing is diminished, but bringing people in so that the preacher can preach to them is magnified. I think you need to do both, Jim. My opinion is you don't eliminate one. You do continue to go out, but
right.
you continue to bring them in as well. So, Curtis, thank you for that, and we appreciate that. Let's go back to this.
That was a great question.
It was.
We
Amen.
Only got one, but that was the one.
That was the one, and I praise the Lord for that. We're talking about, you know, making sure 2.5 million people have the possibility of listening to American Family
mm-hmm.
Radio. And in the towns or cities of Baton Rouge in New Orleans, Louisiana, Corpus Christi, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, Lexington, Kentucky, Huntsville and Montgomery, Alabama, and Memphis, Tennessee, you can help assure some of those are already on, but you can help defray the cost, and others, we need money so we can help additional people to come to know and hear what we broadcast. And that number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net and contribute. Jim.
Amen.
That's great. Man, we're excited about these stations.
We really are, and just looking forward to seeing what the Lord's going to do there.
And the one that we helped and started last year on Exploring the Word, we opened it up. We said, we want to hear from somebody in D.C. area. Guess what? We did.
You did? Very
we did.
Good.
And,
outstanding.
So we appreciate that. We'd love to hear from you next time on Exploring the Word. You may have a Bible question for us, and we'd love to answer it. And if you're from one of these cities, we'll put you at the top of the list. Thank you for listening to Exploring the Word. Tune in tomorrow. Tell someone about Jesus.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family.